Hello?
Hello, trying to reach George Lynch.
This is George.
George, Sean from WMGM Radio Station. I thank you for taking some time out.
Oh, no problem.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it. Big fan for a long time. I was listening to the new single from Lynch Mob last night, Time After Time. We got the new record, Babylon, coming out October 20th. I'm excited to hear the rest of the record. What can we expect from this new record and this lineup you have of Lynch Mob?
Well, I think it's a different Lynch Mob record. If you look back at the last 7 or 8 albums we've done over the last 30-something years, well, kind of in the same bag, you know, for good reason, you know. We sort of established a sound and style and wanted to stay true to that. But on this record, you know, we have our new singer, Gabriel Colon, and our new bass player, Jaron Galino, which thought, you know, let's let all that go. We've serviced that enough, and let's just be who, whatever this is, let's just be that. And we retained some of the old style, but we, you know, having a new singer with a different approach, it's just kind of a new beginning for us, you know, and we wanted to establish that because we've been touring quite a bit, and we've gotten tight and as friends and as a musical unit, and we wanted to document that. So that's what this record is.
Nice. Do you enjoy having like a rotating cast of musicians in Lynch Mob over the years? Is that something maybe it keeps it fresh for you?
Well, it's, I guess, one way I could look at it, which I might as well look at it because it's inevitable that it's going to happen anyway. So might as well make the best of it. I mean, no, actually, the opposite is true. I've always intended and hoped that Lynch Mob would be kind of this static, solid thing and without rotating membership, but it's turned into being, you know, we got the turnover of a McDonald's, you know. And so maybe I should start paying more than minimum wage. I'm just kidding. But anyways, you know, I think there is a blessing in it in that, yes, you do get all that variety and fresh blood pumped into the system, you know, and then these changes force you to kind of recalibrate and stay on your toes, you know. So I think, in a sense, there's a good side of it. And, you know, I would just say that one thing I've learned is change is inevitable, of course, for all of us, and might as well wrap your arms around it and accept it because it's going to happen anyways. Just roll with it, you know.
Well, this lineup of Lynch Mob, we're lucky enough you got a few dates, and you're not going to be far from us next Friday at the Landis Theater in Vineland, 2023. What's a Lynch Mob live show like?
Whoa. Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to say because I'm on the other end of it. So all I know is I'm standing up there staring at my shoes playing my guitar. But from what I can tell from the response of the audience, that we're getting across what we're trying to get across, which is, you know, we'll play. If we're not playing with Dokken, a lot of shows we open up for Dokken, and then we don't play Dokken material, obviously, when we do that. But when we do our own shows, we do incorporate a good bit of Dokken material. You know, it's just songs I wrote, and why not? Very well-known songs, and makes for a better show, and people love it. But we also add an element of improvisation, which is my favorite thing to do. Hopefully the audience responds to it and gets it, and I think they do, but it's sort of a trademark of our live show now. We just sort of, every show, we try to make every show a little different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But go to us. I know some bands, you know, you pro bands, you'll go see them, and even the banter in between songs, always exactly, everything's scripted. We're kind of the opposite of that. We just kind of like throw songs out. We don't know what our set's going to be from night to night. And we'll sometimes I'll just stop in the show and just play something, and we'll go off on a tangent, we'll go off the rails and for a little while and just be self-indulgent.
Also this year, you put a record out, Guitars at the End of the World. You've continued putting out solo stuff. Talk to me a little bit about that record.
It's the first, actually I would say this is the first instrumental guitar record I've done in the purest sense. So I did a record called Sacred Groove back in the early 90s, but that had vocals on it. I had different guest singers. Then I did a record called Seamless, which was an instrumental record a few years back. But that was intended to be a Lynch Mob record that no singer could manage to write any vocals to. So I was basically shit-canning the record. And the label suggested, hey, how about instrumentalizing? I thought initially, no, that wouldn't work. The songs were not written for that. And then over the ensuing, you know, weeks, I did actually take a stab at it, and I had good results. So that's what that record is. It's a salvaged Lynch Mob record.
Mm-hmm.
So this record, Guitars at the End of the World, was written specifically to be an instrumental record. So a little different in that respect.
So you came into our view with Dokken, obviously, in the 80s. You went into Lynch Mob. But I was looking at just the catalog that you have, and you've worked with so many people, from Michael and Stryper, former Dokken members. You got Ray from Korn, Doug from King's X, Corey from Living Color, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Did you ever envision yourself working with so many different artists and having so many different projects, or did you just kind of fall into this over the years?
Well, I'm afforded the luxury of having a little bit of a name and some recognition, which opens up doors for me to have access to, potentially play with people that are heroes of mine or that I, would love to rub shoulders with creatively and so forth. So it's just, I'm taking advantage of the position in life that I've fallen into, after all these decades of working at it. I look at that as one of my one of the payoffs, I get to work with Doug Pinnock and Ray Lazier and Corey Glover and Angela Moore, and just all the list goes on and on, people that I'm honored to be able to share musical space with.
That's awesome, man. You have such an extensive discography of music. Let's start back to the 70s. You're coming up around the scene. You're there. Eddie Van Halen is there. Randy Rhoads is there. Were you guys friendly? Were you all aware of each other? Did you know the talent that was in those rooms and those gigs and what was going to basically eventually happen for all you guys?
Well, we didn't know what was going to happen, but, previous to any of us having record deals or even right at the beginning when we started getting signed and stuff, it was still a local scene. So it was, we all knew each other and we all, we're friendly, but also competitive because we're all kind of shooting for the same thing. We're all trying to grab that brass ring and there wasn't too many to go around. So, I would say that, I learned a lot from that period, and it was obviously Eddie was the heavy the guy. He was the main guy he was number one, and then there was Randy, and there was some, but there was others, there were other guys that were of that caliber. I thought Kevin from A La Carte was just a monster in a whole different way. And I would say the interesting thing back then in the 70s was that late 70s and early 80s was that the guitar players were all different. They weren't copying each other. I mean, that happened later. But back then, everybody had their unique, completely different style and look and everything and sound. And it was still kind of the Wild West.
So moving forward, you end up in Dokken and have huge success. Revisit Dokken in the 90s. And, of course, you just mentioned Lynch Mob opens up for Dokken. You've done some shows with Dokken. You jump up on stage with the band as well. The history of the band is well known with some maybe inner turmoil in the band and everything. But when you look back at those years, especially in the 80s, still fond memories. I mean, you're still playing the songs today. But, when you look back at those 80s years, do you still have fond memories of those times?
Well, I think that's the way memory works, right? We kind of, I don't know, at least for me, I remember it a little more fondly than maybe it all went down. just like everything, it was good and bad, but I would say more good than bad. Bottom line, it's a huge event in all of our lives, me, Mick, Jeff, and Don's, that defined our musical careers and the trajectory of our lives for decades beyond that. So, and I have to respect that and be happy about that. Wouldn't be having this conversation with you right now, probably, if it wasn't for that. So,
probably not. Another reminder, Babylon, October 20th. You're going to be at the Landis Theater in Vineland next Friday, September 29th. Really cool theater to play in. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Next week, I guess I have to wish you a happy early birthday, correct?
Oh, yeah, 28th. Yeah, I'll be on the road. I'll be out near neck of the woods on my birthday.
Yeah, so that's awesome, man. Well, happy early birthday. And I will say this, man, growing up, I Tooth and Nail, Under Lock and Key, Back for the Attack, Beast from the East, just huge part of the soundtrack of my life growing up, and just me falling in love with music, whether it's rock music or music in general, and just thank you for the music, man. No question answer there, but thank you for providing some of the soundtrack of my life.
Well, thank you for that. That was really wonderful, and that makes it worthwhile. When I'm sitting here right now, I'm gearing up to do another record here in the next couple of weeks, and sometimes you wonder, is there anybody out there? get some feedback like that is very gratifying.
I still throw those records on till today. Now you're saying you're working on another record. Are you ever not busy with music? I mean, I know that's how you make a living and stuff, but you have so much music out there, and you have another record you're doing now. That's amazing, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you get up every day and go to your job, right?
I do.
That's really no different than that. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean, that's what I do, and it's my job, and guitar is my tool, and studio is my shop, and that's what I'm getting paid to do, and that's what I love to do, and it feels weird to not do that, so why not?
Gotcha, man. Well, continued success. Again, Babylon, Lynch Mob, October 20th. Everybody grab a ticket for the Landis Theater in Vineland next Friday. I'm going to be out there. I definitely want to check out the show. George, thank you so much for taking some time out, man, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we'll come up and introduce yourself, and look forward to it.
All right, man. Take care, man. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.